This is Cosmic, and you're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
The artist known as Cosmic, coming up next on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. You're listening to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, changing rock history one podcast at a time. Welcome back to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus, everybody. My name is Lou Lombardi, a.k.a. Ludini. And in a minute here, we're going to meet the artist known as Cosmic and listen to a little bit of Cosmic's music, get to know Cosmic a little bit. But first, I want to give out our website where you can check out more great podcasts, and that is at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. Always something cool happening there, from our daily rock and rant podcasts to our interview series, which you're listening to now, as well as our weekly live show that we broadcast on Rock Rage Radio Live, the Ludini Hard Rock and Metal Circus, with my co-hosts Lily V6 and Keith the Hawk Hawkins. And you can find out more about that at LudiniRockAndRollCircus.com. All right, guys, we have Cosmic on with us today, Venice Beach native, rising newcomer, been making waves in the urban electropop scene for over the past few months with a couple recent singles going viral on social media, critical acclaim in the indie music blogs, and a recent deal with Cobalt Music's AWOL. Cosmic, welcome to the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
Thank you. Good to be here.
All right, my man. So why don't we talk a little bit about, let's give a little bit of your history, man. Like, how did you get started in music? Like, what got you like all turned on to like, you know, go out and start, you know, doing the thing?
Good question. So I started pretty young. I was around 14, and my first project was actually a metal band, ironically, because I'm doing pop now.
Okay.
But one of my friends in high school was starting a metal band, and he's like, "Do you know any singers?" And I'm like, "I can sing," and I had never sung before.
Okay.
And so he's like, "All right, show up next week." So I practiced like crazy, and I auditioned with a Metallica song and kind of floored all the guys. And I was in the band, and that was kind of my entry into music in high school.
Okay, so you've been playing music since you were in high school.
Yeah.
Do you have any sort of professional or like formal training, or is it just your passion and your drive?
I've been taking vocal training since I was 15, so for a while, so over 10 years. I've studied with some amazing voice teachers, recently with Don Lawrence, based out of New York, who's taught everyone from Bono to Mick Jagger to Lady Gaga, and then recently Valerie Morehouse, who teaches Sia. So some really amazing world-class vocal coaches. So I've done a lot of vocal training. Guitar, I taught myself how to play, you know, on YouTube videos starting in high school.
Of course. So tell us a little bit about the progression. You did the metal thing for a while. How do we end up to where we are now with what you're doing now?
Yeah.
It's a little bit of a journey.
Twisted road. Yeah. So I played a lot of rock and you know, heavy rock in high school, and then college I started getting more into hip hop. So I actually joined a hip hop group. And we used to play around in LA. So I went to UCLA, and we would play the Sunset Strip scene and college parties and things like that. It was kind of like a little bit of a fusion, you know, a little bit like 21 Pilots. We were mixing, you know, alternative and hip hop. And so some melodic vocals and some rap. And so that was a band I did for a little while. And it kind of just organically happened. And then I was in a few different projects. I was collaborating with some DJs. I had a band called Butter Thief that was world music mixed with indie pop, and then Cosmic kind of just came to me a couple of years ago. It started actually 3 years ago, and I just had this vision of doing a solo project that was, you know, electronic influence and mixing a bunch of genres, but wanted to do something that could reach a lot of people and be a little bit more mainstream. A lot of the projects I had done before were more eclectic, which I'm happy that I did them, but I wanted to do something that would just reach a lot more people and be more accessible and yet have, you know, artistry and poetry and meaning and depth behind it. Like some of the pop artists that I loved, you know, that, you know, my older sister had turned me on to when I was a kid, like Prince and Michael Jackson, and some of the people who, you know, even Madonna, who are pop, but they're still very artistic and, you know, unique and have a message to share.
So you said, you mentioned the word eclectic. Do you feel that that's kind of, you know, your tastes are just, you just like a lot of different stuff, and that's why you've been able to sort of flow so easily through these different genres?
I think so, yeah. Starting when I was a kid, I remember, you know, I just was into stuff that was all over the map, you know, hip hop artists, indie rock, pop, electronic. So yeah, I've always been into and played and written in, you know, across genres, and I have a respect for pretty much all of them. And ironically, even though pop has a lot of rails to it and banks to the river, lately, if you listen to a lot of pop music, it is really a fusion. You know, a lot of pop music nowadays has rock elements, indie elements, hip hop elements, EDM, you know, house, like it's kind of a mixture.
Yeah.
So ironically, you know, pop is a way where you can bring a lot of genres together and still kind of relate to a lot of people. So yeah, definitely.
Okay, well, let's take a listen. This is your latest single. It's called Worth the Wait. And this is Cosmic, Worth the Wait, on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.
I kept a secret for years now. Yeah, I carried the weight. And I can't believe you're here now. Since you're here, won't you stay? From the moment I met ya, it's like I can't look away. And you were wrapped up in the wrong love, but my heart never changed. I know you got your questions, 'cause you've been burned before. But baby, there's no pressure, we can take it slow. Even if you give me to the Fugees, and cheesy movies make you cry, and we start laughing for no reason, already feels like you're on mine, 'cause we've been friends for a while now, and no one knows me like you do, so I know that this could work out, if you wanted to. I know you got your questions, 'cause you've been burned before, but baby there's no pressure, we could take it slow. Even if you keep me holding on forever, you'd be worth the wait. Something about the way it's only you inside my head now. Every single day, all I got is faith, 'cause you're all I wanted for so long, and I'll keep on praying. Even if you keep me holding on forever, you'd be worth the wait. You'd be worth the wait. I don't mean to scare you, honestly, I could see me with you forever. And I know you got your questions, 'cause you've been burned before. But baby, there's no pressure, we can take it slow.
Worth the Wait, Cosmic. And that is a really, like, very soulful, catchy tune, man. Nicely done.
Thank you.
And you've only done like a couple of tracks so far, right, as Cosmic, or do you have a, or do I have that wrong?
No, that's correct. I've released, that's my fourth song that I've released. So I started releasing stuff about a year ago, and just, you know, every couple of months putting out a new single. I recorded a ton more and written a ton more, but I'm just pacing myself and want to keep offering something fresh, you know, every month or two to listeners.
Tell us about some of the people you're working with to help you produce.
Sure. So one of my main partners in crime is a guy named Charlie Snyder. He's a co-writer of a lot of my tracks, and he's really kind of up and coming. He's maybe like 3 years out of Berklee School of Music, but he's already written for like BB Rexha and Max Schneider and Machine Gun Kelly, X Ambassadors, Nash, like a bunch of cool stuff he's doing. He's like a young up and coming writer, friend of mine. And so we do a ton of stuff together. Working with this other producer named John Silos, who is classmate of Charlie, and he's also up and coming. But we have this kind of like cool music collective in LA. They live in a house with a bunch of songwriters and producers who are all doing some really cool stuff. And working with them, I worked with a producer named Rami Beats, who's done a bunch of cool stuff with, he produced Kid Cudi and Chris Brown and more like hip hop and R&B artists. So yeah, definitely working with some interesting, interesting collaborators.
You're not too far along in this journey. You've only kind of been doing this, but tell me one story. I need a good story of something crazy that's happened, because every musician's got like a, you know, and as you go along, you get more of them. So I'm sure you got one or two you could share us a story, please.
Okay, I have to think of that one. I don't have anything amazing off the top of my head, but let me let it marinate. Does it have to be cosmic related or?
Just anything that's happened during your journey. It doesn't have to be cosmic
related. Okay. I'll tell an interesting story. This was like a while ago when I was first starting out and I was in college, and I was working with this kind of independent record label of like some young guys, and I was a partner in it. And one of the partners in the label, like, he went to London and was trying to find investors for this record label. And he kind of ended up in, like, I don't know who these people were. I think they were mafia or something.
Oh, no.
So he had us meet. These guys in a club, and there was like an altercation in the club in London and all this. And I just left freaking out. I was like, "Who are these guys? You're trying to get us to invest in this label? I'm like, it's not worth it." But it was basically like the music industry and relating to people I think might have been an organized crime, but it freaked the heck out of me. So I'm like, I'm not going to work with this label anymore.
Oh, yeah. You'll collect those stories as you go along, my friend. I promise. Totally. So why don't you go ahead and tell us, you've been releasing singles here. So what does the next 6 to 12 months look like for you?
Yeah, that's a good question. So I'm going to be doing a new single every month or two. And I'm going to be starting to play live shows in the late summer, so like August, September. Right now, I've been just really working on the production and the writing and the collaboration, and haven't been playing as live as much. But I'm going to be doing that, and hopefully just continue to expand the reach and connect with more people with the new songs. I'm going to be releasing some collaborations with different artists as features, which should be fun. And, you know, just keep going nonstop. I'm writing every week. I'm working on new material every week. I've written 150 songs. I've recorded actually already about 30 songs, but I'm just being, you know, very mindful of like what I want to release and share.
Absolutely. So why don't you go ahead then and share with everybody out there where they can find you on the internet so they can, hear when you have a great new single coming out.
Absolutely. So any of the music services, if you just look up Cosmic, COZMIC, Spotify, Apple Music, on Facebook, I'm facebook.com/IamCosmic with a Z, and Instagram is instagram.com/IamCosmic.
All right, everybody. Well, Cosmic, thank you for taking some time to talk to us today and share some music with us. Really enjoyed meeting you. I'm going to wrap up the show now. If you could hang out for a minute, I need to do a little business with you when we're done. You got a minute?
Yes.
Awesome. Everybody, that was Cosmic. great, just great soulful pop stuff there. Worth the wait. It's still rolling in my head. It's just one of those great tracks like that. And, you know, if you grew up listening to artists like Prince, Michael Jackson, Madonna, and stuff like that, there's definitely that great soulful pop vibe going on there with that. So, and it's Cosmic, guys. C-O-Z-M-I-C. And I Am Cosmic on Facebook. You can find him there on Instagram. And he's got a YouTube channel, the whole thing. And all the links will be there in our show notes. Thanks, you guys, so much for hanging out with us today on the Ludini Rock and Roll Circus. Hey, if you would like to get some exclusive content, you'd like to join or be a part, excuse me, let's put it this way, be a part of a very cool community of people that are really passionate about great music, please check out lulombardimusic.com/innercircle. It gives you access to all kinds of cool stuff, exclusive music, exclusive videos, and there's a great bunch of people there, that like-minded folks, to hang out there and, you know, just make some friends with and interact with and share cool stories with and everything. And that's at lulombardimusic.com/innercircle. Guys, thanks so much for listening today. We really appreciate that. If you have not hit the share button, please do right now. This is how indie music, indie artists get known these days, is by fans getting turned on and then sharing with other fans. So please hit that share button and share to whatever service you like. If you're a Twitter person or Instagram, whatever you like, just share it. That's very important, and we'd appreciate you doing that. Cosmic appreciates it. I appreciate it. And we'll catch you guys all on the next Ludini Rock and Roll Circus.